challenges that come with a critically...
The death toll among foreign soldiers in Afghanistan is rising. According to the latest count of U.S. war dead in Afghanistan, soldiers' deaths now stand above 2,120. At least 52 of them were killed this year in insider attacks by Afghan government forces or Taliban forces. The southern provinces of Kandahar and Helmand have proven to be the most deadly areas for U.S. troops. About half of U.S. soldiers have died in those regions. Experts say even strategic areas, such as key highways in the region, are still not secure.
It's very clear that they can't hold on to that highway. They can't prevent the Taliban from continuing to plant IEDs and cause severe consequences for U.S. troops.
Although it is Afghan civilians who are the number one victims of the U.S. so-called war on terror, U.S. troop casualties are persistent. This is despite the 33,000 additional U.S. troops that withdrew from Afghanistan after troop size was increased after the surge. The rising casualties of troops is not being lost on the American public. The calls for troops to come home is growing louder from Congress to the internet. This letter urging for the immediate withdrawal of U.S. troops was posted over the internet saying, "I think tomorrow is not too soon to start the fastest drawdown in military history and be out of Afghanistan as fast as our military transports can get them out." During his monthly press conference in Brussels, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen commented on recent insider attacks in Afghanistan. Rasmussen says that insider attacks are forcing U.S.-led troops to rethink their system of training Afghans as the Taliban have adapted their strategy to weaken Western forces.
This strategy aims at undermining trust and confidence, and to a certain degree it has also succeeded in that.
Military officials say they have made broad improvements in fighting the Taliban. However, the rising death toll of U.S. troops and the increase of insider attacks has many left thinking that the time for U.S. troops' complete withdrawal is well overdue. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.